Good morning, Johto. My name is Lane here at the Goldenrod Radio Tower, bringing you your weekday news for Pokemon Go, Pokemon TCG, and sometimes a little bit of Scarlet and Violet as well. Hope you're having a great March 7th here today. A little rainy, little springtime weather. Getting rainy, and then a little warm, and then rainy cold. I'm sure we'll have one more good winter snow before we get to the spring. But hey, we have a time change this weekend too. Just like every other radio station, we tell you, hey, remember spring forwards this weekend. If you're in the U.S., I think this is the last one. I can't remember if they officially passed the other stuff. But that will be this weekend for Daylight Savings Time. If you'd like to find more Good Morning Johto, you can on Twitter at GMJohto. You can send us an email over at goodmorningjohto@gmail.com. You can join our Discord for free in the show notes to let us know about your March birthday. And you can buy a bag of Good Morning Johto Java Bling coffee. I'd like to thank our special Patreon members, like our interns Nick, Kyle, Jamal, Green Tea, and Rachel, our board operators Polly D and Mikey A, and our senior producer, Jesse L. Thank you so much to those wonderful trainers. If you want to be like them, you can join for as low as $1. Or if you don't want to do anything money-wise, you can always just give us a 5-star review wherever you listen to the show. Now let's go ahead and hop into some Pokemon Go news. Yesterday, we did get a teaser for Go Fest this year, and basically, it's Pikachu and his Eevee running around, and at the end, we see a shadow of Marshadow. Pretty excited for that one. I think that'll be a cool mythical this year. It's a fighting ghost. I think just the design on Marshadow has always been super, super neat. Everyone thinks we're going to get a central to eastern location for the U.S. because westerns get the tours. And that's true. I wish what I hope that they do is now with the tours, they flip-flop like so that the west coast doesn't just get both. That if there's an east coast tour, that kind of means a west coast go fest. But we'll see. Maybe here, well, I guess today's Thursday, and I said we're not going to have a show go up tomorrow, just because we're going to be doing, I'm working at a convention for comic books in Lexington, trying to make some other trainers there, so if you're going to be in Lexington, please let me know, we can get a trade, hang out a little bit, or whatever it is, and just see what's going on, because I know Lexington, Kentucky has a huge Pokemon Go, mostly a GBL competitive area, I guess. But that is it for GoFest. Hopefully we'll find more news about that probably in the next week is what they usually do. Or like tomorrow. Like so today, tomorrow, whenever. Basically what happened last year is they did like the tease for New York. And then we hopped right into like, hey, it's New York. So we do have some more Pokemon Go news. We have Weather Week that got announced starting next Thursday the 14th. This will be the event following the one we're in right now for the Horizons. Today is also Horizon Day for Netflix, the show going live. For bonuses for this event, it's Thursday the 14th to Monday the 18th. Double Stardust for catching. Catching Pokemon with Weather Boost will get you extra Stardust and increased chance to encounter Shiny Cast Form. This is going to be an all mostly around Cast Form event, where the featured Pokemon are going to be the Cast Form Regular, Cast Form Sunny, Cast Form Rainy, and Cast Form Snowy, and a good chance to get their Shiny, which I like. For sunny weather encounters, you can get Cacnea, Rainy Lotad, you know we like the Lotad, Snowy is Snover, and Partly Cloudy is Roggenrola, Cloudy Weather is Spritzy, Windy Weather is Swablu, and Foggy is Ghastly. All weather conditions is Paris, Drifloom, Heliotile, and Amara. All of those have the chance to be shiny, and if you're lucky, you can encounter a Lickitung that is shiny. For the raids during this event is Poliwhirl, Ghastly, Hippopotas, Amara for 1-star. All of those can be shiny. 3-star raids, Drompa's already back with Lickitung and Charizard with those shiny. And we'll talk about the 5-star and Megas during next week's show to get you pumped. Field Research Test during this time, you can get a Paris, Drifloom, the Heliotile, Amara, all the different cast forms, and if it's your lucky, you get a snowy one, and those can be shiny as well. There'll be a collection challenge and showcase, but that'll be for next week's show. We have tomorrow the switch up for the second, I guess, official event of the World of Wonders for GBL. This is going to be Ultra League is going to be open, the Open Ultra League and Spring Cup Great League Edition. Let's go over the top Spring Cup Great League Edition according to our wonderful friends over at PvPoke. Top 10 is Superior with the legacy move Frenzy Plant. Shadow Tentacruel in 9th place, which means where else Tentacruel will be. Spoiler alert, it even make the top 10. It got 12th. 8th is Empoleon with Dropek and Hydro Cannon with Abomasnow right there ahead of it in 7th place. Pelipper in 6th with Wing Attack, Hurricane, and Weatherball Water. Shadow Empoleon in 5th with that regional exclusive Tropius in 4th place. Shadow Abomasnow in 3rd with Ferrothorn with Bullet Seed, Power Whip, and Flash Cannon. And at 1st place is Galarian Weezing with Fairy Wind, Overheat, and Brutal Swing. Trevenant also got 13th place. That one's kind of cool. And we got Dewgong Gong in 17th. This is one of the kind of metas I really like. And I just figured out, we talked about Spring Cup, and we said what the top Pokemon were, but I didn't tell you what the qualifications were for Spring Cup. So this is the normal Great League, 1500 or less. You can only use water, grass, or fairy types. And the Falling or Banned, it is Mantine and Toxapex. For more Pokemon Go news, we do have the special event that we had over the last weekend, an Ootrich. I think is how you say it. We have our first place winner as Inadequance with the team of Wigglytuff, Cresselia, Talonflame, Giratina, Vigoroth, and Registeel. We have in second place Pablo Dinius with Shadow, Alolan Sandslash, Lickitung, Mantine, Wishcash, the one I like a lot, Annihilape, and we have Charjabug. Let's see if there's anything else kind of crazy. I like seeing all the Wigglytuffs. I think those are really cool. Vampirist got in the top 16, and the team was Umbreon, Shadow Gligar, Shadow Sableye, Dewgong Gong, Registeel, and Cresselia. We have, man, a Clodsire got in top 16th. There's some really cool mons just floating around there. So make sure you check out those VODs, and so you can be the very best that no one ever was. You know what I haven't seen a lot of? I haven't seen a lot of Charcadets during this Pokemon Horizons event, or people, like, even getting them. So if you have got one, please let me know on Twitter or in the Discord, like, hey, yeah, I've gotten, like, 19 of them. Just let me know, and then we can, just because I want to know if they exist. But that is everything for Pokemon Go today, and we're not going to be having any ad of the day, so we're just going to go ahead and hop right into, you know what day it is. Today is Thursday, so that means we're getting some late night goodness, I hope. This one will be a little different because this is 173 Paradox Unleashed with 149 trainers. We're getting to the end. This is we got a month left. Go check out the Shovel Squad for your content about rotation coming out in about a month. In 8th place, we got Lugia Archeops. With 7th place, 6-3 Oldo with Goldingo. We have in 6th place, Roaring Moon. In 5th place, Palkia Gardevoir. 4th and 3rd place, we have Gardevoir EX. We have in 2nd place, Charizard EX. In 10 and 1, Mew Fusion Strike with Greninja Boy. Talk about a swan song for Mew Fusion Strike. It will be missed by maybe no one, but I'm a big fan of the art. I play the Pokemon I like in the TCG, and I play mostly the art that I like. But that is everything for Pokemon Go today, Pokemon TCG, and all around just Good Morning Johto. Jeff got us the sound of Charcadet yesterday. Thank you so much for that, Jeff. We will not be docking your pay for that. Jeff, what sound did you get for us today? Thank you so much, trainers. I am so sorry about not having an episode tomorrow. Things like this do happen, and I'm not going to rush one or anything like that, just for quality-wise. But don't worry, we'll be back bright and early Monday morning. Just talk about maybe the weekend, different things that happen. Probably will be the GoFest location, and then we'll get to it, and hopefully we can get all of our stuff booked and everything. But thank you so much, trainers. Thank you for everything you do. We'll see you bright and early Monday morning.